Welcome, everybody. Share number 1270, and the writing is share number 422, 422. Okay, continuing along in the halachas of the what brachas has to be made in the middle of a meal, whereby one washed for bread, ate the right amount of time we've discussed in the past. Okay, so we previously, continuing out the discussion which we've been talking about, the reference to vegetables, we previously spoke about the fact that raw vegetables, which are eaten plain, not part of a salad. We said if it's part of a salad, no bracha would be needed. Somebody eats cooked vegetable, that's fine, no bracha is needed. But if somebody eats raw vegetables, according to the, it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch Yirakos, but we said that the Mefarshim want to say over there that's going on cooked vegetables, and therefore raw vegetables, you would need a bracha. So, but there are certain circumstances due to the way that it's eaten that raw vegetables would taka not need an extra bracha. So what if some of those ways? So first we have is what if one is eating raw vegetables as a side dish. A lot of times a person eats a side dish, a piece of meat, chicken or whatever, and their side dish is raw vegetables, raw carrots, or whatever the case might be, grated carrots, whatever the case might be. So if it's part of the side dish, we've spoken about also, right, that's part of the main meal. So therefore, the raw vegetables that come as a side dish, is part of the main course, and therefore no extra bracha will be needed in those cases also. And also you could say many times it's just plain tuffle to the chicken, tuffle to the main dish and so on. So another way which one would not have to make an extra bracha on raw vegetables, if one begins to eat the vegetables together with bread, you want to start eating it together with bread, which that would also help, right? Bread in general, when you start eating items with bread, depending on what you're eating, but that definitely starts to help. And in this case, it's even better, even though the Mefarshim bring down, even though afterwards they continue to eat the vegetables without bread, but they would not have to make an extra bracha on the vegetables. We spoke about in certain cases, like if somebody wants to eat some sort of a fruit that's not part of the main dish or whatever, something like that, then they eat it with bread, or let's say for dessert. So then the Mishnah Berurah said that you have to eat every bite with bread. When it comes to vegetables, it's brought down, you don't have to eat every bite with bread. The beginning of eating of those vegetables, whatever they are, whereby there's a question of they're not part of the meal and so on. So then begin the vegetables, eat together with bread would be fine, even though afterwards, they continue to eat the vegetables without bread. Okay, that would still be okay. Now, there are some poiskim, it's brought down, there are some poiskim that hold that nowadays, the Sefer Oitzra Halachas, brings down Simen Kufayim Zayin, our Simen, that nowadays, the way of the world has changed. And again, not everybody holds like this, but there are those who want to say the way of the world changed. Now, nowadays, people eat raw vegetables as part of their meal. Therefore, one would not make an extra bracha if one is eating plain vegetables as part of the meal, according to those poskim. Now, in fact, if one takes, so what do you do bottom line? In fact, if one takes one piece of, okay, so again, if somebody takes one piece, one or two pieces of vegetable, just like this, for example, a piece of tomato, a piece of lettuce, so that's already running into a major issue whereby, according to many poskim, you would have to make a bracha in the middle of the meal to so in that case, what one should do, again, you want to try and get out of all the situations, any questionable situations, so definitely one should try and make a bracha of a huadoma, on something else, like, possibly you take a piece of, we've spoken about in the past, piece of cantaloupe, if you have a piece of melon, something whereby you would have to make a bracha anyways. You take a piece of cantaloupe, you have to make adama anyways. You take a piece of melon, you have to make a bracha anyway. So that would be the best thing. If somebody takes a potato chip or popcorn, you know, these are things, all these things we've discussed in the past, you have to make a bracha, snack type foods, right? So then for sure to get yourself out of it, according to those poskim, that possibly it's still vegetables nowadays might have changed and one would not have to make a bracha, but there are many poskim who say no, that you still have to make a bracha. So definitely if it's, you know, it's not a salad, it's not a cooked vegetable, it's just like, and you're not eating it, let's say, together with bread or whatever. I just take a small tomato, for example, right, or a little piece of lettuce or a little something, a little cucumber. So that's already running into a question. So therefore, one should try and take something else where you do have to make a bracha and have that in mind. Another option which one could do is, like we said, one could just eat it together, eat that veg, vegetable with a little bit of bread, and that would also help. Eating it together with bread in general, we said it becomes a tuffle to the bread, and so on. So those are various different ways how to work with it. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha, Baruch, Kol Tov.